Blog Talk Radio.
Covers? Doesn't have to be.
I'm just telling you what I want, man. I mean, no, it doesn't have to be. We pick anything that sticks out that we'd like to talk about. So as long as it's Christmas related.
You know, I've been there's a King Diamond Christmas song that's hilarious. And I, at first I was sort of shying away from King Diamond. And I was like, wait a minute, after hearing it though, I'm like, oh, that's jamming. We gotta listen to this song. So, I mean, I'm up for doing it that way. That was how I initially envisioned the show, but I wasn't getting any feedback. And then Cooper nominated, and I've heard it before. I actually think somebody bought it for me years ago, that Heavy Metal Christmas album, and it's fine. I just wanted to be, I wanted it to be more representative of personal taste and not be shoehorned into one particular album.
I agree, Coop.
Sorry, I was actually looking at that Metal Christmas album. They got a weird group of some people here.
That's the other thing about it. It's like it's not real bands. It's like who could we get into the studio to record the silly Christmas song? So I gotta say, the one with Scott Ian's pretty badass.
I mean, yeah, they've got some, let's see, Lemmy doing Run Rudolph Run with Dave Grohl and Billy Gibbons. Let's see, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Alice Cooper, John 5, Billy Sheehan, and Vinnie Appice. Holy shit. So you get Dio, Iommi Sarzo, and who the fuck's Wayne, Simon Wright? Oh, it's going to bother me. Oh, God, Jeff Tate's fucking ass was on this, too.
A couple of those aren't bad, but I don't want to do the whole album.
Oh, but then we could get the one with all four bonus tracks, which featured Doro doing O Christmas Tree.
Have you gotten to the one with Billy and Ian?
I love that one, Silent Night. Fucking Des Farfara doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Christ.
So, Korn did a pretty fun cover of Kidnap the Sandy Claus. That's a good one. I had a couple in mind when we were leaning in this direction. So, all right, what are we doing here, folks? What's the plan?
I think we could do metal Christmas covers, because then that would. Either like metal songs about Christmas or Christmas covers, because then that would lead us to cherry pick what we want from either Twisted Christmas or No Presents for Christmas by King Diamond, or we want to cherry pick shit from random, let's throw people together and make Christmas music stuff.
Okay, so that's what I agree. So we are going with what I originally put on here. Metal Hammer of Doom, We Wish You a Metal Christmas. Right? The plan?
That's the plan.
All right.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of weeks or so before the show, really there's only two shows before that, we, in our little private chat, we need to nominate songs. I mean, do we want to do 9 or do we want to do 12?
Go ahead, Coop.
I was going to say, I was thinking, I mean, 12 is kind of a standard length for us.
Okay, so songs apiece. Maybe I'll find something fun to start it off with.
Hee-haw,
get
hee-haw.
Get some enthusiasm, guys. Come on. What are we doing here? Fucking wake up. Hello. Jesus. What's going on? What's wrong with you?
I was looking for metal Christmas songs.
Oh, what do you mean now? You're distracted in the middle of the show. We're doing you're doing something else.
Picking a playlist. Well, do a podcast. Pick a playlist. I guess I'm gonna have to start joining in here.
There we go. We should just literally just during this show we'll just see what random playlists we can make and just post it in the show notes.
So, with reference to the earlier conversation, and since we're live now, I really don't want to get into specifics, but I will say this. The Rattlesnake Broadcasting Network, we've been debating whether or not we should abandon Blog Talk Radio for Google Hangout. It allows us more freedom in terms of time. It allows us more freedom in terms of multiple shows in a day. I have not done it because there are just certain things about it I don't like. Not the least of which is can't play music, can't have like opening show music, or if there's a way to do it, I haven't figured it out yet. I know like there's a way to like link YouTube videos within your share, but I don't think the audience can see them. This is something that I think Robert Winfrey and I experimented with. So I came very, very close to just saying after how many years this now? 10? Yeah, 10 years of being on Blog Talk Radio, I was ready to call it quits and move everything over to Google Hangout. It's now YouTube Live, actually. But there are just still too many limitations. So still on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. That's not changing.
For now. Until they piss us off enough, right?
There's a very thin line, too. Trust me, that motherfucker can cross. Motherfucking Blog Talk Radio make you mad every once in a while.
Every once in a while, I'm pretty forgiving. All right, this is the Metal Hammer of Doom, and not three guys picking up, not three guys separately making playlists and talking to one another podcast. Last week, we reviewed the new Metallica album. We reviewed the first disc of Hardwired to Self-Destruct. This week, we are finishing up with Metallica with disc 2.
Just a quick aside here. No hate mail for my Slayer playlist or my Slayer top 5. I didn't get any hate mail, just to let you guys know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. That's a win. That's a win in my book.
Yes. And this week I didn't give Jesse any homework last week.
No homework.
So we won't be waiting an hour to get into this one. So this might be our shortest show because I've only listened to this really once. This just two. And it's kind of eh. So So before we get into this, Jesse, anything you want to share, or any insights you want to get into? I mean, normally we talk about the band or give a little bit of history, but we've already talked a lot about that in the first show. So, anything you want to add to this show?
Yeah, I will say I got to thinking about this when Coop had mentioned his feelings on this album. I know I really ran them into the ground last week. I ran Metallica into the ground for having such, you know, six songs on each disc. And what I've come to realize is that if you have one or two bad songs on a disc, that ratio is not good. So you better hope that if you're only going to put six songs on a disc, they better kick some ass. So tonight we're going to find out if they do. That's really all I have to add. We'll find out as we go throughout the podcast if Metallica can wow us again.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I wasn't wowed. I'm gonna say I was not also in the greatest of moods today. So that might have been the problem. This is Dominic the Donkey. Sorry, I'm distracted again. I'm focused. Fuck, I'm focused. I got distracted by Spotify playlists. One of them is called "This Is Dominic the Donkey." Did you guys know that ye olde Robert Winfrey did not know that there was a song called Dominic the Donkey? And I feel like I've told everybody about it.
When was this? This wasn't just recently, right? I mean, because I swear you played that. Maybe that was for us a while back.
I played it on a podcast.
Okay.
But I mentioned it to him, and he was like, I hear the words coming out of your mouth, but I don't know what you're saying.
What is this, Dominic the Donkey?
Yeah, I don't. Quick aside, are we allowed to go into, like, you know, alt rock or punk for this, or does it have to be strictly metal?
Oh, I'll leave that one up to Coop.
What?
What do you think, Coop? Our Christmas show. Does it have to be strictly metal?
I would prefer it to be, but if you can't find enough metal songs that you like, I ain't your boss.
Are we okay with Steel Panther?
Oh, I am.
Steel Panther is metal.
Okay. Just check.
It's in the name. Steel.
Okay.
Bring it to the board. If you have questions, bring it to the board. We'll yay or nay. How's that?
Okay.
And if you are naying, you must be Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. He honky
Whoa!
Honk.
Boom! Punisher.
Oh, what the hell did I just do? Whoops. That's the problem. Whoopsie. And here we go. And fix that and put that there. There we go. I'm making a Metal Hammer of Doom Christmas playlist.
This is wonderful.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want us all to pick the same, you know, I don't want us all to pick the same song. So I'm making sure that, you know, if it's in there, somebody can go something else. Anywho's, but there is actually a Spotify metal Christmas playlist.
Oh, is there really? Is it done by like somebody, or was it done by Spotify? Is it personal?
No, like it was actually like I'm actually on like I'm on the holiday genres, and there's Christmas pop, jazzy Christmas, folksy Christmas, soulful Christmas, rock, which is where I found the Steel Panther song. Gospel, Latin, a cappella, hip hop, indie, contemporary, and somewhere in here there was Metal Christmas, duh. Yes, and well, this might have been. Yeah, Spotify created this one.
Oh wow! There's
all kinds of stuff in here.
Good.
Including that King Diamond song.
Yeah, no present for Christmas.
Yep. I called it already.
Oh, son of a bitch. Now I'm going to have to find a metal cover of Dominic the... You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go find a metal cover of Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
And we've lost Chuck. We've lost Chuck. We've lost Coop
Chuck.
For tonight.
Chuck. Son of a bitch. Chuck.
Coop's done. So the point of all this nonsense... All right. I can't keep getting distracted by Spotify.
Turn it off, Mark.
Turn it off. All right, as I was saying, what was I saying? We were talking about Metallica.
They're irrelevant.
I was saying, well, shit, that's a good question. What was I saying? Are you donkeys?
Okay, I talked about how Robert didn't know what Dominic the Donkey was. I played for him a different Christmas song that I just discovered, which was Italian Jingle Bells. Have I played this
song
yet?
Yeah, I think you took the show out on it last week.
I did. That's right. I did. What do you guys think of that?
It's different.
Can I play it again? Do I need to play it again in case you didn't get all of it?
I'm going to vote on the negative on that.
I think I will be like a kidney stone and pass.
No, man. What time is it? 9:15. 15 minutes into it. We got two puns.
All right. Enough horsing around here. Enough talking about Christmas songs. Let's get into the Silly Metallica album. We're only going to do this two. We're not going to get into like the bonus tracks like Lords of Summer, which is actually pretty good. But I've run through this album once, so I don't have a lot to say about it up front. I was talking about how I was not in the greatest mood today. That's what it was. I was not in the greatest mood today when I was listening to it, so that might have colored my opinion of the album. So my day has gotten perfectly better. I'm in a much better mood right now because I'm hanging out with my buddies. Anyway,
Jay!
Hey. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said yay. I was going to be like, yeah, yay. And I'm like, oh, we just said yay. Never mind. Okay.
Never mind.
You, Fergola. Fergola? No, just me.
Oh, did you guys watch? I went to the football game with Teasley, right? Did you guys see the video? Did you guys see the video I posted of the drumline playing Dracula? Rob Zombie's Dracula? That was badass. That was fun to be. That was fun to be in front of.
I posted it. Yeah.
They killed that song so hard you'd have thought they were the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, now see, go ahead with the show, Mark. I'm tired of listening to Coop.
Right.
What? I'm doing what only the Cleveland Browns can do to themselves, which is just beat the shit out of them. Just beat them.
I hear it.
All right. You too. All right. This is disc two of Metallica Self-Destruct. This is our track. This is Fusion.
We'll be right back.
Jesse, I'll let you start. What are your thoughts on Confusion?
I think it's a great track to open up this second part of the second part of the dual album set here. I enjoyed it. I actually thought it was really strong. Going into this first song, I had very high hopes for what's to follow. I was like, man, we're doing good. I was just looking over the lyrics. It sounds like it's about I would assume either PTSD or some guy who's been scarred by war in some way, which is, hey, that sounds familiar. speaking of Metallica. So, but anyway, yeah, I think it's a decent way to start out this second album set.
Yeah, I was going to rewrite this song really quick about the beginning of this podcast. It's like, Confusion, what were we talking about before that? Oh, that's right. I was feeling really, really grumpy. it's funny. Like, I got two Metallica vibes. The beginning of this, I was like, oh, boy, I love Diamond Head. It's like, yeah, the beginning of the song is totally a tribute to thinly veiled, tribute to Am I Evil by Diamond Head. Like, I was really surprised we didn't just start with Mars. Just go ahead and just cut all of it out and just start with the fucking orchestral piece Mars, which that's taken from. And then I think the drum part after that, I was like, the drum fill after the beginning was like, oh boy, Cyanide. That was a good song too. I think when you talked about Black Sabbath plagiarizing themselves, yeah, I'm starting to get some Metallica plagiarizing themselves feelings here, which is fine. It's their music. It's not like we got a John Fogerty thing going here.
They actually covered Am I Evil, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they covered that. Okay. And actually, a lot of people don't know that it's not a Metallica song, and that amuses and annoys me all.
That would have been me about a year or so ago.
Yeah, I prefer the original version, but it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was getting PTSD vibes with the lyrics. I think it's a solid song. Really, it amuses a lot of the thrashier beats that we were getting from the first part of this album. And I'm wondering if perhaps they separated it just to give them distinct albums, but yeah, this is definitely the better of the bunch.
All right. Here's my thoughts on, by the way, you can have, I'm giving you back the King Diamond song because if I add that, I'm going to have a few too many songs. So it's on the playlist, but it's your song. Your pick.
Oh, good.
We're talking about No Presents for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it? Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it was a hmm? Anywho. I'll say this, and I'll keep my remarks short, and we'll move on to the next song. I got a very black more hard rock on here. I think the only criticism really is, and it goes to the last because the spell, the music, it's actually not too bad. He's got this high pitched, really overproduced singing style, and it doesn't match. I think that's the problem. It like feel like vocal style matches the music.
Coop, you mentioned something about overproducing last week, at least in our, it was either in our chat or before the podcast started. What, I mean, do you want to elaborate on the whole overproducing thing?
I think I mentioned it on both. What I find with the overproducing is that it takes out really all the natural edges and flaws that come with a person singing. So kind of takes out all the, just takes out like a lot of the little things, like kind of like maybe some of the some gravel throat, maybe a few some clicks, some swallows, some stuff like that. And I really feel like that they had to, they cleaned James's vocals up to where it was unnaturally clean, almost like Kurt Russell's face in Tron Legacy.
It's too perfect, or is Kurt
Kurt
Russell?
It was Kurt Russell, right? Wasn't it Kurt Russell?
No,
Jeff Bridges. Fuck
there
me.
You go.
I don't know why I mix the two up sometimes. It might be the, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but yeah, I don't know why I mix them up. Then again, I mix up Kenny Loggins and Kenny Rogers all the time, so.
That can happen.
Almost unnatural in a way. Like hearing James sing "Hit the Lights" live on the bonus disc for this really opened my eyes to why this album sounds the way that it does.
That's right.
You can tell that he has been singing for a solid 30 years, and it's not quite his natural register. When he does more of the, especially on that live album, when he does songs that are kind of that the lower timber, something that he would do more for the Load era, it really you can really tell he's a lot more comfortable. He sounds a lot more natural. It's a lot less strained. But yeah, I feel like this album is. I mean, it's Metallica, so if it's overproduced, who gives a fuck? But yeah, I really feel like it's almost too clean, and heavy metal is very much a genre where cleanliness is frowned upon.
Yeah.
In many different ways, whether it comes from not showering or leaving in your or accidentally leaving in the click track.
I hear you.
He informs me that my mic was cutting out before. Is it any better now that I'm talking?
Yeah, it isn't cutting out like every 2 seconds like it was, man.
Yeah, you sounded like you were going through a tunnel.
Well,
no. Maybe we spoke too soon. We'll roll with it, man.
I'm using the computer's mic. I'm wondering if I need to go back to the mic that I bought. I stopped using it because it was literally picking up every sound in the house.
That's gonna be bad.
I'd rather hear every sound than nothing at all. Coop, is it coming through like that on your end too?
Oh yeah, dude. It sounds like somebody keeps somebody's like really watching Mark talk in slow motion.
All right,
But they don't have the slow motion button, so they're doing that thing where you just like keep pressing the pause button on rapid speed. Yeah. I would rather pick up all your gas than not hear you at all.
Blame it on the cat.
That's what I do.
The cat.
That's why I got so many of them, so I could blame each and every one of them like separately. Like, who did that? Oh, it was this cat.
All right. Sum up what I said before, and hopefully you get it all this time. I said I don't feel like James's voice matches the music of the song. I feel like he's too overproduced, his pitch is too high, and the music itself is very guttural and very grungy sounding. It still has that hard rock Black Album vibe, but it doesn't match the singing. It doesn't match the vocal styling.
No, not at all. I would piggyback off that. I would definitely say it is almost pop style production for what James has, and Metallica as a band has just more of a your typical traditional metal mix to it. So it really, it doesn't fit. It almost sounds like two separate tracks.
Jesse, you want to now, I mean, you really like this album, so you want to rebut, or really like that track at least. You want to rebut it all?
No, I can easily see the overproducing that you guys are talking about in there. And I can also tell you that, I mean, shoot, again, as we reiterate, we're going 30 years of Metallica here, 30 plus. So I'm willing to forgive, you know, a bit of editing or a bit of production to get the song across. You know, as long as it's heavy, which is what this song feels like to me, it certainly isn't it isn't some of the more laid back tracks we've heard Metallica do. And that's why I'm probably more forgiving of this one.
Move on to our next track here. This is Unkind.
Metal swerve at the beginning where it sounds like it's going to be oh man, Metallica, what the fuck are you doing? And then, you know, it kind of kicks up a notch and it right before you cut it off, I think the song really starts to pick up. If I remember correctly, I think this might be my favorite one off of this album. I really like the first song. I think it's, you know, the first one we were just talking about. Now I already forgot about the name. Confusion. I like that one, but Man Unkind, I thought, is a solid, or, you know, a pretty good follow up to that one. So again, I'm pleased. And just in case nobody out there listened to the previous episode, Metallica writes some long songs. And I learned that last week by making the mistake of asking why or what are the song lengths of Metallica. Certainly they haven't breached the 4-minute mark a whole lot in their past. Incorrect. So again, this is another testament to that as they come close to this is a 7-minute song. And again, it's a song that evolves and they do a good job of not making a 7-minute song. Some of them, I should say, this is a good example of one where it doesn't get samey and for that one song. It can easily be done where you're just like fucking ended already. But for this one, I thought they did a good job keeping the song interesting. And Man Unkind, what a play on words.
Yeah, it was a very – got to admit, I honestly would have preferred if we kept something more like how the original – the song originally started with kind of that lighter guitar. I really felt like they could build more off of that because they went from that, which I felt like it was a pretty cool little musical interlude to very, very basic riff. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, that is baby's first riff right there.
Goodness gracious.
I've killed it. I killed the mock Radlich.
No. I live. All right.
It's
speaking
alive.
Of living.
I was going to say, this song here was just kind of, it was okay. It's another one of those, I think I described one of the songs on the last album as I'm trucking my way through this album, I don't turn it because it's not offensive enough and I don't care enough to really turn it. But yeah, it's not making the favorites list.
And you don't like it?
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying I guess I don't dislike it. It's
all
just
right.
There.
He's nonplussed.
Nonplussed.
He's nonplussed. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to track 3. This is Here. I think I ended up liking this one as I was driving around in my mood. This is Here Comes Revenge. I think my problem, I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off something Jesse said. This album needs editing. 12 tracks here, and they could cut this down a couple of tracks. Maybe save some stuff for an EP, or, you know, I think that with their an EP, probably after that with some more stuff. Nothing. There's nothing stand out that are shocking, and then the rest of it is kind of meh. Which is not much on a Metallica album. They're one of the best bands in the world, and they have been for many, many years now. And don't. There, almost every track is out on the black. There's a handful of stuff that stood out on Load, and a little less that stood out on Reload. And here, as I talked about last week, that it certainly it seems to draw from both. It was like, okay, they drew from both eras and produced an album that doesn't stand out much at all. At least,
yeah.
No more or less than Load or Reload. And certainly a lot less than the Black album and everything that preceded it. So just some of my thoughts there. Jess?
I did not like this song. I mentioned the previous track. We talked about something getting samesy. This shit got samesy for me. I don't like it when he decides to slow things down and sing us a tune. And, you know, what I'm talking about. The way that he starts to sing a slow song to us, and it doesn't make me smile. And plus, this is a song where I really recognize the overproduction that you guys are talking about, where, you know, it's like, I mean, I could see Hetfield on a stage singing and women swooning here. I don't know why. That's really not a good image, to be honest. But, you know, it doesn't remind me of a fucking metal band. And granted, this song is heavy in parts. That's really my complaints about it. I think, we'll find out. But I'm pretty certain that this was my least favorite song of the six on this album. Coop?
I am still snickering at He Was Able, I Was Cain. But oh, you.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Another thing I've noticed from this track that really I think highlights some of this album, not all of it, there's some good moments, but songwriting on this album is kind of repetitive.
I've been plugging the lyrics into Word Count, by the way, just to see if anything catches my eye, and I'll let you guys know. Repetitive, yes.
And it is, I'm not going to argue with you about it. But I don't think I would just. It feels inspiring to me. Not necessarily repetitive. Kind of.
Coop, your response? Sorry, Mark. Your mic's shitting on you again.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is shitting the bed like only a 3-year-old could.
One more time from the top. I feel like
I almost don't want him to start over again. because yeah, get pissed.
It didn't get better. You were like, from the top. Ah, and then it just went dead. Like, oh. My retort is that I have no idea what you said, but this album sounds like it came straight off of Load, or this album. This song sounds like a came straight off of Load.
Came straight off of Load.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it does. From the, I guess, really the atmosphere of the song, I would call it uninspired. Thank you, Mark. Uninspired, that is a good way to put it. I really just feel like that this overall was more of a hard rock song. There wasn't a whole lot of metal involved with it, which was fine. I mean, lyrically, it's the story of, I will get my revenge on you. Ooh, but
here it
I
comes.
Beyond, like,
get ready.
I think, yeah.
Here comes revenge.
And actually, you know what drives me crazy? He's like, you ask forgiveness, I give you sweet revenge. I'm like, that didn't fit. That did not fit within the constraints of a single line for you, sir. You really just had to stretch that out, didn't you?
He did. It's like he forced that shit in there, man.
Yeah, it's one of those. I was just like, I don't know. Things like that just make my occasional OCD go off.
I understand.
It's very selective.
Mark could be saying something right now, or he could not be.
I give up. I told you.
You told us, but we didn't hear it. Damn it.
I really didn't hear it.
I just want to get this over with and go watch Arrow. All right.
Well, what was that saying?
I think this is the one I listened to earlier that I was like, oh, this one. My savage. Enjoy. Nope, you guys can't hear me at all, huh?
No. Now we can. Just barely. Yeah. I was going to say, it kicks in, you were doing great, and then all of a sudden it just went away, and now you're back.
Yeah.
Continue.
No, and I'm going to say a few words and then ask, can you hear me? That's how this is going to go from now on. not really. You know, not what I was thinking of, and that's the segment. We'll get to one. We'll get to that one. I remember liking these last two. This one, it'd be more in Chris Wheelhouse, but have sort of creep.
All right, I'm gonna step in. of Cooper. Cooper, do you remember the off the Black album that song Of Wolf and Man?
You mean the song that the best version of it is obviously track 4 off of S&M? Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now that is this not the he likes werewolves. I swear that's what this song's about. I'm looking at the lyrics. I swear it's about a werewolf.
I could definitely see this being a werewolf song. Yep, looking at this. Yeah,
I mean,
werewolf.
I here's the thing. Deciphering his lyrics sometimes really takes some thought. And it's almost like, you know, you read one line and you try to connect it with the next. And it's kind of you have to kind of fill in the blanks sometimes. And I look at it, I say I get the werewolf vibe from the song because he's talking about fangs, he's talking about arching his back, and we got the full moon and all this other shit going on. But then I look at some of the other stuff he's throwing in there. I don't know if that's the case. But, I mean, let me ask you this. Do you feel that Metallica is really known for getting deep lyrically?
There are some really good, thoughtful songs that Metallica have released. Yeah, I mean, Ride the Lightning is a really good song that's very anti-corporal punishment. I'm trying to think. Sanitarium's a really good one. Master of Puppets is a nice one. This one, there's nice addiction songs. I'm trying to think. Yeah, The God
How about
That Failed, a real nice personal song.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some good stuff. I really just maybe feel like some of this album is they're really trying, but it's not quite pulling it as much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not quite pulling through, though. I really wanted him to say, "Am I savage? Yes, I am."
Dude, all fucking song. When this song started, that's what I was thinking of. And you mentioned, for the last week, I've been trying to think of, what is that Metallica song? And, of course, I'm too lazy to go back and look and see what actual song it was. But when you mentioned Am I Evil, I was like, that's fucking it. That's the thing that kept popping into my head every time you said, Am I Savage? I was like, yes, I am. And I was like, oh, shit, wrong song. So,
In Mark 2.
Yeah. We're seeing repeats of previous shit that they've done.
Well,
it's
not
hard
even
not to disassociate with. Go ahead.
It's sad. We're seeing both Pete's. We're seeing repeats and all that stuff.
You know, there's two motherfuckers. Maybe every town has two twins that they call Pete and Repeat. But we seriously do have two people over in Parkersburg that are named Pete, and I can't remember what his brother's actual name is. But, of course, we call him Repeat. And Repeat died a while back. That's sad.
Did they call his funeral a do-over?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I'm going to hell. This song, I mean, overall, this song it's fine. Again, I really just kind of feel like the second album half is really lacking, and I feel like if they would have taken a lot of the first half and maybe it just intersperse the second half tracks in it wouldn't be as bad. It's almost like a piss break. like what they did is instead they went the reverse Japan route, which in Japan what they do is they unlike WWE where you have like big match piss break.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan it builds, so you get your openers, your multi-man tags, then your smaller titles, then your big titles up at the top. So it constantly builds. I feel like this album they really just front loaded it. And then, I mean, there's a few good standouts here in this back half, but what you really said about two tracks out of six can really hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can be really bothersome. But I do want to say one thing before I do forget it, because I can't quite remember at this point, but Kirk Hammett does a really good job with his solos on this album. His
mm-hmm.
solos are really well done, even on when the song's kind of just kind of fledgling. The solos are pretty well orchestrated.
Well, yeah, and they can be the bright spot in the song too, that kind of keeps it up there for me. When it comes to like, okay, am I going to give this song a B? Am I going to give it a C? You know, when they throw him in there and let him loose, that can help. I can forgive again. I can forgive some Metallica songs for that. So, all right. Well, unless you have anything else, man, we can cue Mark. Our producer, who's our silent partner now, to go on to the next track. Coop, I'll let you introduce it. Do you have the track list in front of you?
Oh, of course. A really weird-ass title, too. So, if our poor silent man who won't hook up his fart microphone, I'm Mark Ratliff. Here is track number 11, the fifth song off of the second half of Hardwired to Self-Destruct. It is titled Murder One. He's not going to talk just because his microphone's a piece. I was like, all right, Mark's going to talk. Mark didn't talk. All right, Jesse. What did you think about Murder One?
Murder One. You know, I want to go back into all the songs that we've covered this year that we've talked about on here. You know, we could do that because, hey, cheap plug for the Spotify Metal Hammer of Doom 2016 playlist. It's out there, folks. Go check it out. You can listen to all the albums we've covered. But I want to see how many songs have some kind of fucking card game trope to them. Because we got aces. What did he say here at the beginning? Ace is wild, ace is high, all the aces, aces till you die. And I swear we just fucking talked about an album that it was Testament. Testament had a fucking song about blackjack.
You want to play 21?
Fucking, Jake the Snake. I'll never forget that fucking promo. That was hilarious.
It's so sad. He was that fucking blitz. I think he was high.
I got 22. Oh, well, okay, sir. You lost.
You want to play Nate's? I got two of those, too.
Don't do it. All right, so as for the song, it's all right. It's okay. It's a meh song. It's not anything that really – it's not holding much – compared to the first two off of this, in my opinion. How about you?
I fully agree with that. Mark, I agree with what Mark has to say. He really feels that the voice is just too high. The voice really does not fit the – I really do feel like it's too bright to go of a voice to go with the music, which is kind of a – has a dark feel to it. We all made jokes about this really, really sounds like one. It really does. Like, Jesus, it started and I was like, all right, maybe it's just me. But then when Mark went darkness, they're visiting me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song really, I can appreciate them kind of going for trying to go back to their roots, maybe find some inspiration, but damn, guys, you did not have to write a stereotypical, like, badass song. Like, he's a man. He's gonna kill everybody. One man does not give a damn.
Coming next summer, Metallica, Murder One.
I was going to go with In a World.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. I'm not quite that epic. But yeah, this song here, again, just it's kind of there. Again, I really feel like this is like maybe like I feel like the last track here is I really love this last track. It's a really good one. We've got two fairly good, they may be great tracks. And I mean, that's even arguable. And then the rest of them, it's like, all right, guys, I don't care how many tracks you said had you had ready for this album. You were wrong.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. So, anything else we want to say before we move on?
Nah, man. I'm ready for the next track. Let's get it on.
All right. Get it on. Okay. So, here is the finale for our 12-chapter epic of Hardwired to Self-Destruct. Yes. Here is the final track off of this double album. It is titled Spit Out the Bone. that was the finale in the album. What do you think, Jesse?
Coop, were you following this lyrically by chance?
I was.
Fucking, it's a Metallica song about machines taking over the earth. Holy shit!
You mean they can write a song about something like this and not about in a world?
I can't believe it. This is a Mark Radulich jam all over, dude. I mean, if you look at this lyrically, because what happens is, maybe I'm different. I'm probably on a different level than a lot of different people. In other words, I listen to a song. I try to understand and enjoy the lyrics. And I may understand exactly what they're saying. But until I get the lyrics in front of me and actually read them along with it, I then have a better understanding as to what the hell's going on here. So what caused me to do that is I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Spit out the bone. So the image that I have is somebody eating a piece of chicken or a piece of boneless, you know, like a chicken nugget, and they get a bone and they got to spit it out. All right. Hey, that's pretty basic. That's what the title makes me think of. I'm like, okay, we got to look at this lyrically and figure out what's going on. Okay, this song's badass now. We got these fucking robots taking over the earth, and spitting out the bone is obviously a phrase for the robots to obviously kill or get rid of anything man-made, or I should say anything organic. So, okay, Coop, now that I marked out for the robots taking over the world song, what are your thoughts, man?
I did also envision a man eating copious amounts of chicken.
Thanksgiving, yep. Everybody.
That is right. It was just the week of Turkey Day where I went. They did breakfast for Thanksgiving, which is awesome. Breakfast is good at any time.
Hell yeah.
Except at breakfast, because that means I have to be awake.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a weird child. I always prefer dinner for breakfast.
That's
like,
weird.
Like give me biscuits and gravy. Well, actually, you know what I always do? Grits, eggs, biscuits, and just put gravy on all of it. Just dump the gravy. Yep, grits.
I had grits one time in my life, and that was because I was working in Columbus, bigger city, okay? Marietta's nothing like Columbus, okay? So, obviously, we got a little bit more culture up there. My last day working up there, these ladies prepared this feast. And one of the things she asked me was, have you ever had grits? I said, no, I have not. I've never had them. Wonderful, wonderful recipe for grits, man. It was delicious. Delicious. Well, that's the last time I had it, dude. I'm talking like over 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's when you come down to this area. You know, we got grits coming out of our assholes, practically.
Okay. Well, figuratively and literally.
I mean, to a degree, I mean, it's a little gritty, but hey.
Mark had some comments on this song. I mean, I don't know if you saw them or not.
Oh, I did. I was going to read them.
Go for it.
He just says he was totally feeling like this song is Whiplash. At least Whiplash inspired. I can hear it now that he mentions it.
Yes.
And that at least this song has balls. Because I will say that is something the second half of the album lacks. I really feel like this was like the load, like the real load inspired half.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I mean, that's not necessarily all a bad thing. There's lots of good things that came out of Load. It was just they really are lacking that edge that makes them like, we're Metallica. Yeah, they just didn't have a lot of balls. But this song in particular, this one, I'm like, yeah.
And this, I think this was their third single. I'm going to look it up. You go ahead and keep talking. But I think this was their third, which, by the way, that's great. You know, I'm glad that they chose this song because it is a bright spot off of this album.
I agree. I think this is the best song off of this half of the album. One of the best of the album, really. I really enjoy it. And Mark agrees that shrimp and grits are delicious. Because he has good. Because even though he's from up north, he agrees in good taste in food.
I'm incorrect.
Actually, every time I'm
sorry. I was just going to say I'm incorrect. It's at least the Wikipedia has singles from Hardwired is Hardwired. Released August 18th, Moth into Flame, September 26th, and Atlas Rise was the third one. I could have swore this one. And again, I bet you what it is I'm confused because Spotify added it to a playlist, and I assumed it was a single that they released. So my bad, folks.
I think we can forgive you.
All right, I appreciate it.
Anytime. I'm always good for forgiveness. overall, a really strong ending to what I think is a good album and just kind of okay back half of an album. If we kind of, God, that cat scared the shit out of me. One of my cats jumped at my door handle, and I was like, oh, fuck, who's coming to get me? Only thing I have here is my cat's brush. Time to kill a man. But, time to kill a man.
Well, there's been plenty of firsts on podcasts on your end of things, Coop. I think we went to Walmart twice on your end. You've got locked in your own basement one time. Killing a man, probably, you know, at least it's in the cards at some point for you.
Yeah, well, I'm probably about to kill this cat because it's going to get on my nerves. Just beat him with a hairbrush. And it's a spiky hairbrush, too, so... Yeah, you know, it's a long-haired cat. I mean, you gotta brush the cat with the long-haired side. So, how am I gonna get tangled out? Anywho, so what did you think about Hardwired to Self-Destruct as this half of an album and as a whole?
Okay, this half is not as good as the first half. We'll just keep it that simple. As a whole, we've really picked this thing apart, wouldn't you say? I mean, we really going into this, I thought we were going to be excited Metallica fans, and we're going to praise this album. Welcome back, guys. 8 years has been too long. We look at what we've seen here and what we've commented on this, especially this second half of the album, is the cannibalization of themselves, where it just feels like they're recycling some of the stuff that they've put out there before. Now, there may be a good reason for that. Okay, I don't know if I can say good reason, but I'll at least say there is a reason for that. And that is, I mean, what have people been saying to Metallica since Load and Reload, since possibly the Black Album? We want to hear you take it back to the roots. We want to hear. We want to hear something fast. We want to hear what we enjoyed before. And they felt, okay, let's give them something we know they will like. And the only thing I could think of is they listened to what they used to sound like and grabbed some stuff off of there. Most likely what I'm saying is absolute bullshit. I didn't watch any interviews. I didn't watch anything about the production or, you know, the recording of this album. So I really don't know. But what I can tell you what we see, at least what we've seen in this album, is that we're telling Metallica, hey, we want hard, we want fast, we want, you know, something to just put us on our backs and go, holy shit, welcome back, Metallica. But what we're getting is we've heard that before, and we've heard that before, and we've heard that before. I don't know if you could say they're phoning it in, Coop. I think that would probably be fairly. I think that'd be fairly critical of me to say something like that. For me to say that they're phoning it in, it's fucking Metallica. They can do whatever the fuck they want. But you know we. This isn't the best album of the year. I'll tell you that right now. This is not making my list when we do the end, our celebration spectacular. So I'll go ahead and I'm done. If I'm going to give it a grade, as for an album as a whole, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. As for the second album itself, I'll give it a... You know, next year I promise I'm going to do some other type of a scale, you know, like five wiener wags or something. I don't know. But
no,
I'll
five
give...
wiener wags. Why wiener wags? No.
Not
oh,
a wiener wag.
I hope they're circumcised.
Sorry. Anyway, no, I'm going to give it a thumbs up as well, because there's really, when we look at it, we got six songs, two of which I think we can pass on, but four of which, so I'll give it a thumbs up. Pass, fail, it passes.
Well, it's like all of my guess, I'm sure. Mark gave this two here. He gave it a C plus, perhaps not a C plus plus.
Oh,
but,
we're dropping.
Yeah. That's about as much as I know about computers. Besides, do not stick a piece of bologna in the disk drive.
Don't do that.
I read a story on a clickbait article once about a kid. He's like, yeah, I figured out I could climb up, get on a chair and get into the freezer. And he said his dad got out. So he's like, he panicked. He's like four. And then put the remaining ice cream sandwiches in the VCR. That's where you put your VHS tapes, kids, by the way, if you didn't know. And he said his dad, and when his dad went to go put in a tape, and said he found a nice gooey, melty surprise.
Gosh, that is rough. That is rough.
Yeah, it's like a friend of mine once told me when he was a kid, he was like really like had the flu, something like that. Ended up shitting himself all over the comforter, and then and didn't know what to do, so he put the comforter wrapped it up and put it behind the couch.
Oh, now you're done. Nobody's gonna know about it. No one will know.
He was like eight, and his mom was like, "What is that smell?"
Yeah, I have a feeling that question was going to come up at some point.
Yeah, that story was coupled with, he's like, yeah, remember that time I drank the whole fifth of Jim Beam? And then he's like, and then I was just vomiting Jim Beam because it was so bad. It was everywhere in my shower. And then he had to take his robe out that he was wearing and beat it with a fucking tennis racket.
Jeez.
It just hardened Jim Beam.
That is nasty. One of the bright spots of the Browns game. Okay, even though I got to go there and watch them lose, these four,
you should be used to that.
Shut up. These four 25-year-old chicks, all right, make their way up.
Hot?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll just put it that way. But they're drunk, completely drunk off their ass, all right? And somehow they make it up to the seats that me and Teasley, you know, in our section, they're sitting about two seats in front of us. And, I mean, me and Teasley both looked at each other like, these guys are, you know, these girls are going to provide some entertainment guarantee. Because the first thing one of them did was turn around and, like, look at a Giants fan and go, "You're wearing blue!" And then, like, flip the guy off and then turn back around and flopped into her seat.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're sitting there watching the game, and then I look over and I see one of them, you know, she's got her head down and the girl's patting her on the back. And I looked at Teasley and said, she must've had something bad must've happened. She looks awful sad. And then next thing you know, she's puking everywhere. I look down and I mean, it's like coming, all I can see is like just puke coming down at the front of, you know, I'm looking at her from the back. So I see it dripping down, and two seconds later, the people that are sitting in front of her just sat down. I shit you not, man. They just sat down to watch the game, and then they get up and look back at her, and she's still puking. I mean, she puked for like a solid 10 minutes, man. And they got up and they looked at her, and they turned around and left. And I was like, oh, man. Those girls were there for probably maybe half a quarter. They let the drunk girl that was puking stumble off. And none of them went with her. And Teasley's like, what are they doing? Somebody needs to go with her. Finally, 5 minutes later, another girl gets up and goes to try and find her. Comes back. She's like, I don't know where the fuck she's at. I'm like, yeah, she's done. Then Teasley goes to get something to eat and finds the drunk girl. Mind you, we're pretty high in the stands. She's puking off of the side of the fucking stadium. Down on the ground. People are like, about that time, security finally came and showed up. There's my puke story for you. It just happened over the weekend. That was interesting.
Sounds like her weekend was an 0-12.
Damn it. I hope you enjoyed that story, Mark. I'm so happy Mark has to sit around and like I'm waiting for him to just hit end the show in like 2 seconds.
He is disembodied, Mark. We're like, are you there, Mark? It's me, Jesse.
The ghost of Christmas future.
Blog Talk Jesus does exist.
All right, I'm done.
Oh no, Seth Rollins?
That's what I was gonna say. That's Seth's song.
It's not like Seth Rollins. Yeah, that
so
is.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Wrong show.
Wrong show. Yeah, so, that is disgusting. You know what? Why the fuck do you go pay all that money to go to a fucking, well, I mean, it's a Browns game, so I'm sure the kids take it on that
They
bad.
Were blitzed. I mean, just, they were the drunkest fans I'd seen. And I saw some drunk fans, my friend.
And it's funny
because they were like
that stereotypical, that group of stereotypical, like, college girls that you see at the game where you're like, ha, I bet you they're getting the rail by the entire backfield. Yeah, that is wonderful. Yeah, I went to one game. It was the Cowboys and the Panthers, and the Panthers lost, and that's why I hate the Cowboys, because their fans suck. They really do suck. Which, I mean, everybody's fans suck when you're in the nosebleeds, let's be honest. But
we had a fight about breakout behind us, so yeah, I totally identify.
Yeah, it was one guy spilled beer on the chick in front of him, just all over the chick in front of him. And I was like, really? Except I was 14 and I was talking shit. So they didn't let me and my mom out of the stands at first. Yeah. Anywho, this album, Mark as a whole gave it a B. I guess that just means pretty good. It's a pretty good album. C+ for disc two. Me personally, I'm going to be a little sad here. I'm going to give disc two a 5 out of 10. I felt like Spit Out the Bone was good. Confusion was a really solid song. But then you had songs like Am I Savage, which were fine. Or,
yes, I am.
One. Yeah, Am I Savage? I Am Man. Yes, I am. See, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not a whole lot that stands out here. This really just feels like what I talked about. If you took, honestly, no, it feels like Load. It feels like Load. We got a really good first half, a second half that was kind of meh. And then, like, a few bright spots in that second half. God damn it, they remade Load.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as an overall album, I'd give this 7 out of 10. A solid 3.5 stars. There's a lot of good in this album. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, Metallica's back in their true form. The gods of metal are back.
I don't think we'll ever get it, man. I don't think we'll ever get it. I honestly don't think we will.
They're not the people anymore. I mean,
yeah.
I really don't feel like that. They can really tap into that. But, I mean, that's fine. We've still got the classic Metallica. They're still putting out good music. I mean, some of the stuff they put out, like Halo on Fire, and I loved Halo on Fire. But Hardwired, I mean, that first half of the album, I'm going to go back and listen to that a few times. I really enjoyed it. But overall, the second half I felt like it was just missing something. Oh, hush, Mark. I'm getting there. But, yeah, this overall solid album. Really happy it came out, finally. But, yeah, that's going to be it for this album. Mark wants us, Disembodied Jesus wants us to do plugs. So what you got, Mr. Starcher?
Well, I'm going to go ahead since, you know, he can't talk. I'll maybe take a look here and see if I can. I'm on the Google Calendar. I pray that what we have on the Google Calendar is actually what is going to be coming up here. So I'll go ahead and do like maybe the next 2 weeks worth of Rattlitch and Broadcasting Network plugs. All right. He says thumbs up. Okay. So tomorrow on the Rattlitch and Broadcasting Network, part 4 of the four-part Harry Potter review on Long Road to Ruin will be happening, and I'm going to assume that Alexis will be making her return, along with Sean Comer, and of course Mark Radulich, as they discuss. I don't know which movies, if you divide 4 into 8, so I guess it's the last two. I'm sure it's Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2. That's the last ones, isn't it, there, Coop? Do you know? I'll take that as a
Deathly
yes.
Deathly Hallows? Yeah, Deathly Hallows was.
Yeah, Deathly Hallows. Okay. So that's going to be tomorrow, Long Road to Ruin. How about next week? Next week on the Radulich and Broadcasting Network. Don't forget to always check out the 401 MMA Ground and Pound show on Sundays. One of our best shows here on the network. Check it out. Robert Winfrey, the aforementioned Robert Winfrey, who will be opening up the show with the Dominic the Donkey, the Christmas Donkey. Anyway, Metal Hammer of Doom next week, Wednesday. Gully Doggly Howdly Doodly. Have you listened to any of that album, Coop?
No, I have all not. Right. I'm
okay.
I've been
neither have
been,
I, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, I've been kind of just drowning myself in Stoner Doom, which hopefully Jesse listens to some of the songs I sent. Yeah, drowning myself in Doom Metal and Metallica.
Okay, all right. Long Road to Ruin next Thursday. They're going to be talking Paul Thomas Anderson. Now, I have no idea who that is, and I've heard the plugs like 5 times already, so I can't remember what are the Paul Thomas Anderson movies. Mark Radulich, send us. Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, that's right. This is something that I think he'll be doing with our good buddy from the Casual Heroes / the Bunkhouse Stampede. That'll be with Gavin Napier. They'll be talking There Will Be Blood, The Master, and Boogie Nights. So check that out. Keep an eye out. As for myself, that's the next 2 weeks, as far as I can tell, on the Radulich and Broadcasting Network. Keep an eye open for all the great shows that show up here. We will be doing a podcast in synergistic fashion on source material for the release of Star Wars Rogue One. Now, what we're going to cover on my show is the original 1974 script that George Lucas wrote for Star Wars. They made it into comic form. And so what we'll be doing is actually kind of covering the comics that adapted that script. And I've got through 7 of the 8 issues so far. And it's hard. I'll tell you right now, if you're a Star Wars fan or know anything about Star Wars, it's hard to keep track and not associate what you're reading with the films that were released, because the characters are all somewhat in different roles. It's very interesting. So if you're a Star Wars fan, check it out. That should be airing the Monday after Rogue One releases. So that should be, I think, the 12th. We're going to record that here coming up next Monday on the 5th. But anyway, check that out. And I'm sure I'll have some other shows there at some point. That's all I got for plugs, man. I'm not going to continue to look at the calendar, because I'll be fumbling through it. So, Mr. Cooper, sir.
Oh, yeah, me. There's this podcast. We've already plugged that, so that's pretty nice. The Sentai, Hentai, Fentai, Habika Fun Time podcast that I call the Sentai Rider podcast. And me and my brother from another mother, Hunter Thompson, he messaged me last Friday. Hey, when are we going to do a podcast? I'm like, dude, I'm up for any time. When are you free? Nothing since. Well, he went from a nice, like, forklift driving job, which was 22 an hour and part-time. So he had, like, plenty of availability and a decent amount of money to Domino's delivery.
Ooh, ouch. That's a tough downgrade.
I love him to death, but he is not the most sociable person. Like, he's very much, like, open the door. Pizza, funny. Yeah, apparently he just looks like high or something the whole time, which I think is so funny. we're going to do something eventually. I'm caught up on Kamen Rider X-Aid, which is like the weirdest Kamen Rider series I've watched yet. It's based around video games, and all the suit designs are like anime inspired and crazy fucking colors, like neons everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though they really, really, really have decided to do something they shouldn't have, which is use their CGI budget, because I don't know if you've ever seen Japanese CGI.
Oof. Is it bad?
Well, let me put it like this. A blockbuster in America is, what would you say, $200 million?
Oh, sure. Mark Bradlett is probably screaming a number out right now.
He's probably screaming, shut the fuck up, I want to go to bed.
let me turn off the podcast, please.
He's just like, oh, fuck, let me just hit an outro. But in Japan, like, a big budget's like $13
million. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, so their computer, their CG is not very, it's not really all that advanced, especially on TV budget. Yeah, they've done some of that, and I'm like, guys, stop it.
Yeah. But hey, I'm making my way through Shin Godzilla, by the way, slowly but surely.
Me and my buddy Nick, who I still need to get on this podcast.
Yes, you do.
Watch that sometime this weekend, because I am off from Saturday to Wednesday. Hey, I get to celebrate my birthday on Saturday, even though I got my parents already gave me my gift. It was boots, and they didn't fit.
Man, happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was. It's on Saturday. They gave me boots, which was cool, but they were a little too big, so I got to send them back and exchange them for smaller, because I've never worn a 12 in anything in years, but these ones like are water, like L.L. Bean watertight boots.
Nice.
I need watertight boots for my job. And, yeah, my foot was just rattling in them the whole time. It was driving me crazy. So, if you want to support the Sentai Rider podcast on Facebook, we just passed 666 likes. Yes.
Oh, fucking metal.
Yeah. So find facebook.com/SentaiRiderPodcast. That is SentaiRiderN podcast. Finally, my plug, the plug I always like to throw in here, WTMnet.com. Wrestling to the Max Network, my buddy Sean Garmer and all his friends. They do wrestling, most predominantly wrestling, sports, video games. They've also got some columns on there. A whole lot of wrestling. If you love wrestling, check him out. He's like one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He hosts our shit out of the kindness of his heart.
He's a good
check
dude.
Check their shit out. Yeah. Awesome guy. Known him for years. Really want to do some podcasts with him. I really should probably talk to him. I'm a horrible friend. Anywho. All right. So with all that being said, I think Mark would love to plug his eyes onto Arrow, so we'll go ahead and finish out this show. So for the Mandated Reporter and disembodied Vlog Hub Jesus, Mr. Mark Radlich, the host of Source Material, Mr. Jesse Starcher, I am the Metal Coop, Robert Cooper, telling you all to have a good rest of the week. See you next week. Be well, be safe, behave, and keep the metal faith alive.
Sleek what's a juice, chop tiggly gambanel, mogash copani, veniva jibana bastadel, equanas only gambanel, neva damalaga zappel, mogash pundalun, neva jibana balladel, gambanel, gambanel, zona bella bella, moget festana da voda da casana vesta bella, gambanel, gambanel, zona bella bella, mo moglier mataki juice, neva jibana da